Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Danger zone.
Danger zone.
It's the danger zone. The danger zone. Welcome to the danger zone. Danger zone.
Like a lounge singer? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's 6:41. Brock Hunter, we got to keep things moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Let's what the hell?
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And don't forget, AIR has your free WIRX Baby Rocker onboard window stickers. I got one on my truck. Kiki's got one on her car. You need to add it to yours, and it's absolutely free.
Whether or not metal, baby.
Metal. It's a wee metal, baby. It's a metal, baby. go check them out. Anyway, Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry has contributed 5 songs to City of Lies, the latest film to star his Hollywood Vampires bandmate, Johnny Depp. Perry was a guest at Depp's Los Angeles home a few years back when the film was in production. He says, quote, "We watched some clips and talked about some of the scenes that they needed music for. And the director and producer, Brad Furman, and Alberto Boff, Johnny and I started talking about these ideas on what I could add. I never had a chance to work with someone as classically trained and as talented as Alberto on the one-to-one basis. As we worked our way through each piece of music, Alberto and I played in a style that was definitely not in my everyday wheelhouse." Perry had one of his sons, Roman Perry, join him on the song Big Come Up. City of Lies will be released on Blu-ray and DVD June 8th. Perry is also working on a new album that will reportedly be released this year. It's kind of interesting to watch. So they showed a little clip of it. And so you got these guys, there's all this music equipment, and then there's a TV with the movie playing. And so they're kind of like riffing as the movie's playing.
Huh.
Which is cool. And, you know, they change things up and everything will be done. But you can see them like, okay, yeah, bam, bam, bam. Okay, now this guy's doing bam, bam, going on. And I've never actually seen how that was done. So it's kind of cool to see how that,
that
works out.
Kind of see it in that perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I always just thought that they, like, you know, some guy had a CD and they're like, all right, you got to cue it up here. This part of the movie, don't blow it. It's got to be from here to here. That's it. But yeah, so Joe Perry getting in on the music soundtrack game, which is pretty cool. But that is your rock news. Let's move on to your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 27th, 2017. God, I went back too far. 2017, Greg Allman, founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, passed away at the age of 69 in Richmond Hill, Georgia. Obviously, Allman Brothers Band, huge. But Greg had a super successful solo career after leaving the band. You know, things happen with the band. He was one of the primary songwriters. He wrote some of the band's biggest hits, including Whipping Post, Melissa, Midnight Rider. So, yeah, definitely a juggernaut when it comes to the music world. And also, some of the best pork chop sideburns ever to be worn by just badass.
Civil War chops,
yeah,
man. You know?
Pretty much. He could have been a Civil War general with those pork chops, man. Absolutely. Rest in peace, Greg. We miss you, buddy. All right, that is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.